Well, hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, hello to everyone on this magnificent Monday. We're broadcasting to you live from the wonderful city of Atlanta, Georgia, and we are definitely wanting to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Hello, this is your success coach and host of the Successful Woman Radio Show, Trina Newby, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. We've got a great show for you lined up today, and as always, we ask that you either flash over, or if you're on your computer, you go to your Facebook or Twitter account and have someone to dial in to the Successful Woman Radio Show so they can get inspiration as well. Have them to dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to me, Trina Newby, your success coach and host of the Successful Woman Radio Show. We've got a great lineup for you today. You know, our theme for the month of December is Debt Smart Woman, and we definitely want to make sure that women are equipped with great information on how to literally have a debt-free life and how to manage their debt better. Of course, we are all about women being successful, and managing your finances is totally a part of being a successful businesswoman. Today, I'll be sharing with you our last excerpt from the book, The Power of Focus, by Les and Fran Hewitt. Of course, that was our book club book of the month for October and November. And then also, we will be sharing with you our question of the week. And, of course, our Bless Me Shopping Project, of course, has already gotten off to a good start. We are looking for individuals to donate clothing items and also donate funds as well. So we're very excited about that. And, of course, we'll wrap it up with our inspiration of the week. Of course, our discussion topic for today, I'm very excited. We'll be talking specifically about getting out of credit card debt. And, of course, we have a special guest who will be joining us, Julie Sherrier, Managing Editor at creditcards.com. And, of course, we're excited to have Julie on the show today, and so we'll be talking with her in just a little bit. Well, I tell you, the holiday season, of course, is upon us, and we are totally engrossed in the shopping world. Again, I've been looking at the news, CNN, and our local news here in Atlanta, and just seeing a lot of people are out shopping. But I wonder how many people are out there shopping and really not putting themselves in debt, but they've actually prepared for the holiday season and put some money aside, because, of course, that is the right way to do it. And so, again, I want to encourage all of you listening to make sure that you are wise as you are spending for the holiday season, because January is coming, and as you know, the bills start hitting the mailbox sooner than we think, and reality starts taking place. So why not make good, wise decisions now? And instead of thinking about having to buy so many gifts for people, don't put that pressure on yourself. You know, one suggestion is to buy small trinket gifts for the children in your family. And the adults really don't necessarily need anything. I know for myself what I am doing is I am baking this holiday season, and I love baking. And what better way to show my relatives and close friends that I'm thinking about them than to give them a home-baked item that I've taken the time to prepare. So be careful. Be careful and don't get caught in the rush and excitement and commercialism of the holiday, but truly think about what Christmas is all about. And it's really about sharing special times with loved ones and friends and remembering the reasons for the season. So I want to encourage everyone on the call today to remember that you and you alone are in control of your finances. Well, we're going to go ahead and go right into our question of the week. And our question of the week today comes from Tania McPherson from Queens, New York. And Tania, thank you so much for writing in your question. Tania says, Dear Coach Trina, I have been attending several networking meetings, as you suggested, and I created my 30-second introduction, but people don't seem to be interested in what I have to offer. Can you give me any suggestions? Well, first of all, Tania, while being prepared with a good 30-second introduction is important, you have to also remember to include the benefit to the other person when you're introducing yourself. Most of the time what I find is that when people say that they are not having a good response from their 30-second intros, it means that too much of you is in the intro and not enough benefit is in the intro. So one of the things I would suggest that you do is you should write at least 3 to 5 30-second introductions, all showing the benefits of what you do and how you can help the other person, okay? Next, record them so you can listen to your tonality, how you are sounding to the other person, so you can hear yourself saying your 30-second intros. Once you listen to them, you're looking to see whether it's actually interesting to you and whether you are sounding too sales-wise or whether or not you are sounding boring or if you're taking too long to explain who you are and what you do or if you're not giving enough of the benefits of what you do for the other person. I also want you to remember that you don't, in 30 seconds, have to tell a person every single thing that you do. That is not the purpose of the 30-second intro. The 30-second intro really is a short time so that you can quickly say your name, your company, and who you are, and how you can benefit the other person. Once you state that, give the other person an opportunity to introduce themselves as well. Always end with, "And I'm very interested in learning about you and your business." Remember, as human beings, we are selfish people. It's always about us, and the more that we can let a person have that opportunity to share about themselves, the more interested they are going to become in what you have to say. So in addition to writing the at least three to five 30-second introductions, I would also recommend that after you record them and listen to them yourself, that you share them with 3 or 4 of your business associates who you feel will give you good feedback. That's how you fine-tune things. I personally have just a spiral-bound notebook that I keep my introductions in, and I can tell you that I have over 100 different introductions. Of course, a 30-second introduction is going to be different than when you're in a group setting and you're being asked to introduce your business and yourself in a group fashion. So that's a little bit different as well. So again, it takes time to develop your introductions and your networking skills. So Tania, I don't want you to give up and feel that you have to what you have to offer isn't important. And you can't allow anyone to make you feel that way, but what you have is a confidence in when you introduce yourself. So again, it takes practice. Have patience. It's going to happen. As always, I'd like for you to request a 30-minute complimentary Power Talk session with me so I can further help you to fine-tune maybe 1 or 2 of your introductions for yourself. Now, to do that, and of course, this offer is extended to any of our listeners, just go to our main website, womenaboutbiz.com, womenaboutbiz.com, and click on coaching, business coaching, and from there you will be able to find out how you can request that 30-minute Power Talk session. Again, a Power Talk session is an energized 30-minute conversation between myself and my client, and what I do is in 30 seconds I empower my client with information that they can put to use right away. And it's all about, as women, helping one another and extending the right hand of fellowship to one another and showing one another how we can help to build our businesses together. And that's exactly what the Power Talk is all about. I see we have more people tuning in, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and as always, we welcome you to get some inspiration. Tania just asked a wonderful question. She talked about preparing for her 30-second introduction, and she felt that people weren't listening to her. And, of course, that's kind of how we can feel, but we have to continue to fine-tune ourselves. I'm happy to announce that starting in January, we will be holding a session specifically for women who are interested in becoming connoisseurs of networking, learning how to become experts, savvy business women networkers. And we're holding this once a month. And so stay tuned. We've got so many wonderful things coming up. We are going to be releasing on later this week information about our entrepreneur training program just for women. And so you're going to get some good information on that as well. It is approximately 12:10 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to stop for a break at this time and just share with you about our Empower Circle Networks. You know, womenaboutbiz.com, who is the sponsor of the Successful Woman Radio Show, has been around for about 11 years, and we've had some great networking events going on. And we're excited to let you know that we have created Empower Circle Networks. These are networking groups being formed all over the U.S. with the purpose of women developing relationships and truly, truly helping one another to move to the next level in their businesses. So it's not just about passing out business cards. The unique thing about the Empower Circle Networks is that you get to know a person, because women don't purchase from women they don't trust. So you get an opportunity to really network with an individual, and you get the opportunity to build lasting relationships and building that trust that's needed for an individual to make a consumer decision about purchasing your products or your service. So we're excited about introducing the all-new Empower Circle Networks. And with that said, if you are a savvy networker, you enjoy sharing resources and encouraging other businesswomen and bringing women together, you're looking to take a leadership role within your community, you need to consider becoming a Empower Circle Network leader. These are partners with Women About Biz in establishing their own networking groups in their own community. And, of course, this is a wonderful way to get known for connecting business women and being a leader, as well as promoting your business and providing needed resources to business women. As your partner, we provide everything that you need to have a successful networking group. So if you are listening, if you are on the call and on the show today, and you're interested, just simply visit womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over networking groups in the top red menu bar, and click on Start Your Own Group. And we'll be happy to give you a call and talk with you about starting your own networking group. Another announcement that we have is that, as you know, we have partnered with the Bless Me Shopping Spree, which is a nonprofit fundraiser for 2010. This special event will give women the opportunity to shop during the Christmas season with dignity and, of course, integrity. The Bless Me charity will raise funds to help women who are low income or in shelters, and so we're very excited about that. Whether you're in the Georgia area or not, you can make a donation, and if you go to our main website, on the front page we have information about that, and you can call our office and we'll make sure that you can get your donation directed to the right people. Also, if you're interested in volunteering, if you're in the Georgia area and you're interested in volunteering, or you're interested in donating some nice clothing or purses or anything like that, please also make sure you call the office. We want to make sure that we support this effort. And the goal of the overall project is to help 50 to 75 homeless and low-income women by giving them a 5-star personal shopping experience. Each attendee will be matched with an image consultant that will assist them. And, again, this will be going on the 18th of December, which is Saturday. So, again, we are asking you to rally behind this. If you can do nothing but just make a $5 donation, that's great. If you can do nothing but just donate a simple clothing item like a really nice sweater, please make sure you call us and let us know that you want to be a part of this wonderful nonprofit effort. Again, this is the Bless Me Shopping Spree that will be taking place on Saturday the 18th, and there are some spaces, I do believe, available for volunteers, so don't forget, okay? It is 12:14, and I'm excited to be bringing to you today a great topic for discussion, and that is getting out of credit card debt. We have a special guest, Julie Scherrier of creditcards.com, and I've been reading her blogs now for a little while, and I really like what she has to say about her blog, on her blogs, and I just want to give you some information about Julie. Julie is managing editor at creditcards.com, a credit card website that also publishes a wealth of personal finance articles. A former business magazine editor and book editor, Julie has been in the publishing business for more than 25 years. Personal finance is a topic close to her heart, and managing credit card debt can be a tricky business. And she writes about it on her blog, Taking Charge, which, again, is located on creditcards.com. So, Julie, are you there? Are you on the call with us?
Yeah, Trina, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show.
Well, thank you, Trina. I'm honored to be asked to talk today.
Wonderful. Well, you know, this month, Julie, all this month, we are talking about women becoming debt smart. And because women make a huge impact on the economy, we are the largest consumer purchasers in the United States. And in addition to that, we just have such an influence over purchasing decisions and over the economy. And I think a lot of women don't even realize the impact that we really do have. And so I'm so happy to have you on the show today. Now, Julie, according to your blog, a poll of 50,000 customers revealed that upper-income household women comprised a greater share of those seeking debt relief assistance. So in your opinion, why do you think that upper-income women have a hard time managing credit card debt?
Well, Trina, while credit cards in general can be dangerous for women from all income levels, I'm seeing a lot of upper-income women trying to juggle tens of thousands of dollars in credit card debt. And the reasons for going into so much debt are very different, but a common theme, in my humble opinion, is keeping up with appearances. For example, you want to give your kids the clothes, cars, technology, et cetera, to compete with their peers. Or you may be divorced and want to keep up with a lifestyle that you can no longer afford, but don't know how to go about creating that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Sales, for example, everything's on sale, but that's just an illusion and temptation to spend. And in good economic times, paying the bills wasn't as hard. Today, with the value of real estate tanking, that comfort zone is gone, and jobs and raises are more scarce, but those charging habits are hard to break. And
I definitely agree.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, though, but for many women, shopping is a stress reliever.
Yes, it totally is, and I do understand that. And one of the things that you said just a few minutes ago is very important, and that is with the economy, you know, women are using those credit cards. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, Julie, I guess that if you have a choice between, you know, you're short, you're living paycheck to paycheck, and you just, you know, you need to either pay an important bill like your phone bill or you need to buy some groceries, I guess women are going to be, if they have that credit card available, they're going to use it.
Yes, ma'am. But there are, you know, and there are a lot of different ways to cut your budget. I have a coworker, for example, that has no cable TV service, and
mm-hmm.
her teenager hates her for it, but she's just like, you know, we don't need it. You know, we
mm-hmm.
need the food money for food or for
mm-hmm.
new shoes or whatever. And, you know, so there are hard choices to be made. But I agree, you know, it's an easy backup
mm-hmm.
vehicle to get what you need, but a lot of times we tend to spend more than what we really have.
Oh, Oh, definitely. I know on one movie, on this one movie about shopping, the young woman basically put her credit card in an ice cube. And of course, she, at the last moment, she wanted an item so bad that she just took this huge block of ice out of her refrigerator, and of course, it had really just froze over very well, and she just really was picking that ice, and finally she got to it, and ice was all over the floor, and it was just so hilarious. And, you know, I
yeah.
know that are listening, you know, the name of the game, and of course, I don't want to tell anyone to cut up your credit card before you
no.
yourself make that total decision, you know, and get some financial counseling and assistance. However, if your credit card debt is out of control, you know, one of the biggest things that you have to do is you have to stop using the credit card. That's very important. Would you not agree, Julie?
Oh, yes. And, you know, we advise some of our readers to put their credit on ice, but that necessarily
yes.
doesn't mean putting it in an ice cube, but the concept is the same. You know, if you see something, instead of making the impulse purchase because it's so easy with the piece of plastic, go home and think about it for 24 or 48 hours and, you know, do you really need this item and blah, 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 you know. And, you know, just taking the time to think about it because, you know, it's also been shown that people just tend to spend more when they have credit cards versus if they were just carrying cash.
Very true, very true. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and this is Trina Newby, your host, and we are talking with Julie Sharier, who is the managing editor at creditcards.com. Now, Julie, you stated in your blog that women are yo-yo debtors. Please tell me what that means.
Well, many women I know, including myself, rack up the credit cards for a few months or years on both justifiable and non-justifiable expenses, and then they get the bills, they freak out, they lose sleep, then they're forced to make a plan, take action, pay off the debt, and then instead of staying that way, they start the cycle all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the problem lies in not being disciplined enough to create an emergency fund for those justifiable expenses, like when your pet needs emergency surgery or when an appliance goes belly up. And if you had an emergency fund to tap into for those expenses, then you wouldn't have to turn to your credit card. But for many of us, the simplicity of creating and maintaining an emergency fund is, for some reason, out of our reach, and credit cards have turned into our emergency funds. To give you an example, a good friend of mine tapped into her home equity, which we still have some here in Austin, to pay off more than $60,000 in credit card debt about 2 years ago. And she felt
wow.
so good once it was paid off. But today, she's back up to $40,000 on her credit card.
Wow.
And she wakes up in the middle of the night in a panic about how she's going to pay back this debt. And short of selling her house or taking a second job, I don't know how she's going to pay that debt off this time.
Wow. And I know that there are several women that I have spoken to who are in similar situations. And there are women out there, single moms out there now who have lost their homes because of credit card debt. And right now, the credit card companies aren't being very friendly. You know, credit card debt percentages can be anywhere, you know, from 3 to 29%, and some even higher. And, of course, I think I had announced on the show last week as we were discussing this that the credit card companies are now, not only is your credit with that particular company and your payment history important, but they're looking at your payment history overall and with other companies. They're looking at your credit report and looking as to whether or not they need to increase your percentage based on your payment history with everyone else. And so, again, I want to just let everyone know that it's important. It's so important that you be accountable and that you be careful about making decisions on spending and using the balance limit that is with your credit cards. Now, Julie, you've written that women tend to spend more money taking care of others. I found, and I believe that, but explain that for us.
Okay. I probably shouldn't generalize so much, but I write about what I know. And, for example, the elderly single mom living on Social Security or grandmom who sends her adult children money when they get into a financial jam. We've had readers write in asking for advice on what to do about their 30-year-old daughter who can't pay her rent or the 27-year-old son who's behind on his car payments. And the mom, and you can feel her pain in her letters, so wants to help them out. But frankly, she really can't afford it. I see these types of letters all the time, and the moms have such a hard time saying no. It also goes for, you know, women trying to help out their boyfriends or their husbands or their parents. And women in general just... And it's the adult kids, though, that really irk me sometimes. You just want the moms to let their adult kids clean up their own money messes, or else they're never going to grow up.
I agree. I totally agree. And for those of you that are listening in, if you have adult children, take note of that. Julie, you just spoke some very wise words. Now, you also write that you are concerned about widowed and divorced women seeking debt relief who are, like, between the ages of the 70 to 74-year-old bracket. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, again, in this study, it showed that there's been a 60% increase in older women, especially those who are widowed or divorced, who are seeking debt relief help. And these women are our mothers and our grandmothers. Part of the blame lies in the high cost of medical care. For example, I know my 74-year-old mother delays going to the doctor unless she absolutely has to because she's afraid of what it's going to cost. And we get letters from a lot of readers who have been widowed, and they're left with a lot of joint credit card debt, and they have to pay it off, and they don't have any assets to cover those debts. And sadly, a lot of older women fall for investment scams. And also, living in this country is expensive, from TV service to food to car maintenance to utility costs. It's just not easy to make ends meet anymore. And with pensions pretty much gone and the toll the economy has taken on retirement funds, it's left many, many people living near poverty levels.
I think that we all have to be concerned about that. And I want everyone who's listening to the show today, make sure that you go on creditcards.com and read Julie's blog and put on Taking Charge. I think Julie, you have some great blogs on there. I really appreciate you taking the time to really research and provide solid information that women need to know about as we educate ourselves better on managing our credit card debt and trying to choose the right credit card, which is important.
Well, I just can't tell you how empowering it is to be debt-free and to teach your children solid financial lessons before they leave your nest and to just say no when you can't afford to help someone out because your livelihood and peace of mind depend on it.
Absolutely. Now, Julie, do you blog every day on your blog, Taking Charge?
No, ma'am. I'm so busy editing. I'm lucky to blog maybe once every couple weeks, but I in particular love to blog about women in financial issues.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Julie, we're definitely going to put a link up on the Women About Biz website in our radio section for those of you who are listening to Julie's blog. And again, Julie is the managing editor at creditcards.com, and she writes for the Taking Charge blog, which is located on the creditcards.com site. And Julie, we just thank you so much for being on the show today. And I would like to extend the invitation for you to come back to the show as well.
Anytime, Trina. It's been my pleasure.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Again, it is about 12:28 after the hour, and we have just listened to an interview with Julie Scherrier of creditcards.com. I'm just so excited that she was able to be on the call. You know, we all have to become debt smart. This is the time right now in the economy especially. This is not the time to be extravagant in your spending. This is the time to cut back. Even if you feel that, hey, I don't have any debt problems, I'm doing just fine in my family, and if I want to buy for my family, I understand all of that. But this really is a time to make sure that you have your emergency funds, okay, put aside. And, of course, financial specialists recommend that you have at least 6 months of your income set aside, okay, to handle emergencies. And that's very, very important. Now, if you have a full-time corporate position, I want to let you know right now that you do not have as much control as you think you do. You can get a pink slip at any moment, and you want to be prepared. This is not wishing that anyone would ever get a pink slip. But let's face it, we have to be prepared. For those of you who are businesswomen, you know that you have to curtail all of your expenses. You have to make sure that you're not overspending at the office supply store. You have to make sure that you're not using your business credit card and getting all of those little trinkets that you love. But you have to literally cut back and only get the things that you need. And that's very, very important. Another website I really like is called frugaldad.com, frugaldad.com. And one of the things that he did is he actually gave some great tips on curtailing your credit card and figuring out how to get out of debt. So I want to share this resource with you. One of the things he says is that if you're in debt over your head, before you actually join a debt relief program, make sure, okay, that it's a legitimate debt relief program. And, of course, thanks in large part to the recession and a number of financial bailouts, there, again, are some innovative ways to lower your credit card payment. The American government, as a matter of fact, urges you to pay down your credit card bills. And so many programs are going on in various states. So you definitely first want to check with your local city and state agencies, okay? But one thing that you really need to do if you're in debt already is to stop charging, okay? Again, I can't say necessarily that you need to cut up your cards, although I did that a long time ago. But you know, it's something that, again, seems like it's a common practice that you should stop charging, but most people don't. They pay that minimum balance and they keep charging, which is really just driving a big black hole. So stop charging. And then, of course, you want to look at transferring balances to a low-interest credit card, if at all possible, okay? Now, you can go to creditcards.com, and they have some great resources there for you on lowering your credit card balances and transferring over. So you may want to go there and read some of the articles that they have about it. Now, one of the oldest techniques to paying off credit card debt is to pay debts off smallest to largest. Of course, make minimum payments on all but the smallest one. And, of course, throw everything as you pay off your credit cards, throw everything to the next smallest bill and just keep paying it down, which is very, very important. Remember, you know, you got into this debt, and so you have to be accountable in getting yourself out. And even though sometimes it seems like it's not going to happen, you can indeed pay off your debt, okay? Very, very important. Again, go to frugaldad.com and finish reading some great information on how to get out of credit card debt. And, you know, again, I want to encourage everyone to let other women know that this month we're talking about becoming debt smart so that they can learn some information as well. It is 12:33 past the hour, and at this time, I want to go ahead and talk about the book, The Power of Focus. We've had some good read with this book. I really enjoyed this book because this book has taught me about balance. I needed more balance in my life, and I definitely believe wholeheartedly that without balance, you can't be productive. You can't get things done. And a lot of the times as women and as business women, we have a tendency to multitask and just really, you know, do so many things that we have a tendency not to do the things that are most important. This comes from chapter 5, the benefit of setting boundaries, which is so important. And this is what Fran says. She says, the single best way to improve your life is to learn how to set boundaries. You see, boundaries create healthy relationships. Not only will your relationship with yourself be authentic, your relationship with others will be more honest. You will improve your communication skills and feel less resentful. Setting boundaries is a loving thing to do. Boundaries are about self-respect. By respecting how you feel and act with integrity from those feelings, others will be more likely to respect you. Remember, you are always teaching others how to treat you. One of the biggest benefits of, you know, of setting boundaries is learning how to say no. Okay, let me just repeat that for everyone who's listening. One of the biggest benefits of setting boundaries is learning how to say no, particularly to other people who are used, okay, who use up your time. Boundaries stop you from overcommitting, which keeps you free to focus on what you value most. As you become more assertive with, you know, you will feel stronger. The result will be a win-win without compromising or alienating relationships. Now, she goes on to talk about setting these boundaries, but there's something very interesting I want to quickly share with you. She gives us the boundary checklist, and she says that these are warning signs that you need to set boundaries in your life. She says when you say yes when you mean no, then you need to pay close attention to that because you're not being in touch with yourself. One of the rules that I personally have set for myself is not to ever answer someone who is asking me to do something without giving it much thought and consideration. So I always will let them know, thank you for inviting me or thank you for offering this to me. And now that you have, I would love to take my time in considering this and to see how this fits into the scheme of my projects and what I am doing. And they will have to respect that. The other thing on the boundary checklist, she says, is you have a hard time of being assertive. Someone jumps the line in front of you at the store. Instead of you speaking up, you rationalize that she only has a few items and won't take long. Yet inside, you are seething. You know, you're like, okay, I don't know why this person is doing this. Another thing she says, you give in because you prefer to avoid conflict. The manager at work is yelling about some project that she is waiting for. Perhaps the client is overwhelming you with tasks that they are expecting you to do for no additional fee. You're already feeling overwhelmed and know that, you know, these people are being unrealistic, but you would rather go ahead and stay late or do it than to confront the situation. But you cannot do that. Again, we're talking about the boundary checklist, and she's giving us warning signs that we need to set boundaries when these things are going on. Another warning is you give past the point of love. You know, and she gives an example. Your elderly mother wants some attention. You take her to lunch, buy her some groceries, and are ready to go home when she mentions how messy her apartment is. And then, of course, you have other things to do, but you spend the afternoon resentfully cleaning everything up. It could be a client. A client has really gotten their money's worth from you, and yet they're calling you and still asking you to do some other things, even though they have not are not willing to pay you any additional money. Be careful about that. She says you might suffer from the disease to please. You know, don't worry, I can do without lunch and get those calls made. Or don't worry, I'll do this and that for you. It won't be any additional charge. Be very careful about that. And last but not least, she talks about feeling emotionally, physically, and spiritually exhausted. That is an example that you have not set any boundaries. At the end of the week, she says, when you are tired, empty, and still not caught up, you ask yourself, what's the point? you know, why am I living like this? I mean, you constantly are asking yourself, why did I say that? Well, you know, I'm not enjoying my life. That's the time that you need to actually set some boundaries. And for those of you that are feeling like that, you know, make sure you request with me a power talk so that I can assist you with some tips and resources on setting boundaries. I've just read from you for you from The Power of Focus for Women, and I just started this book. I guess I started reading this book maybe about 5 years ago, and I have read it since then several times, but I just want to recommend this to anyone who is really looking to gain some balance, learning how to be a better businesswoman and a better person for you. That is so very, very important. Wow, we have just had such a full and such a wonderful day today on Successful Woman Radio, and I want to thank all of you during the holiday season who have taken the time to call and listen to the show. I really, really super appreciate you, and do know that the Successful Woman Radio show will be on all of this month, regardless of the date, even if it's a holiday. So continue to make sure that you listen, as this month in December, we are discussing the Debt Smart Woman. And of course, I want to thank our special guest today, Julie Sherrier, who is managing editor at creditcards.com. Thank you, Julie, so much for being on the show today. At this time, I want to go ahead and go into the inspirational moment and just give you some inspiration for yourself for this week. Well, today I want to give you some inspiration because I know that a lot of business women are having challenges on a lot of ends. Some people are having financial challenges. Some people are having challenges in their business. You know, someone out there desperately is needing clients and customers, and they're really trying to make their business work. And then we have those who are having other challenges. Whatever the challenge you are having, and I think I've shared this phrase with you before, I want you to learn to say, "This too shall pass." That's right. I want you to learn to say, "This too shall pass." You know, we have challenges. And of course, if you live this life long enough, as my mother says, you're going to have challenges. And it's an indication that you are here. You are living in the present and in the now. Of course, how you handle your challenges is always going to be the solution to your challenges. And so I want you to know that those things that you can do nothing about, you have got to learn to just stop, stand still, and walk around them. And then, of course, for those things that you do have the power to control and do something about, sit down and write out a list of those things. And on the right-hand side, make a solution. Figure out how you're going to handle each one. I can guarantee you that it is going to make you feel better prepared, and it's going to give you a sense of control. And, of course, throughout your day this week, whenever you are challenged, whenever something is coming upon you where you feel out of control and like you have no boundary, you have no balance, make sure that you say to yourself, "This too shall pass. This too shall pass." Say it with me right now. "This too shall pass." That's right. And believe it. Have faith in yourself that you are a savvy businesswoman and that there is absolutely nothing that you can't do. So for everything that occurs in your life that's a challenge this week, don't worry. It's going to pass over and everything is going to be all right. "This too shall pass." Don't forget, that's what you need to say to yourself. Well, it has come to the end of the show, and I again want to thank all of you for being on the show. Don't forget, if you're interested in starting your own networking group as an Empower Circle network leader, go to the Women About Biz website now and make sure you better sell, because we want all those people who are interested to get started in January. Again, this is something that is going to bless you in more ways than one. On behalf of Women About This and the Successful Woman Radio Show, I want to wish you a very happy holiday season, and I want to wish you a prosperous week this week. Take care, everybody.